Planes in the U.S. are back in the air now after a system failure at the Federal Aviation Administration. But the consequences of that failure are reverberating across airports. Thousands of flights delayed or canceled. Tens of thousands of travelers stuck. Again, let's bring in CNBC's airline reporter Leslie Josephs. So, Leslie, first, a while ago, the FAA lifted that early morning order that prevented airplanes from taking off. And the agency now says normal air traffic is resuming. So what are you seeing?
Well, we are still seeing residual delays. Major airports across the U.S. Have had extensive delays, even past the time of what's called a ground stop, which prevents departures, as you noted. Big airports like Atlanta, although that's getting back to normal, Dallas-Fort Worth, major hub for American Airlines, of course. And we are going to see residual delays throughout the day. Airlines can't overload airports. You can't have a whole bunch of airplanes land with nowhere to park, pretty much. So what they'll do is slow the operation. And it does look like it is affecting thousands, if not tens of thousands of passengers.
Yeah. So to what happened? Because it was a little scary at 5 a.m. You know, people thought maybe it was a cyber attack. The FAA then saying its notice to air missions system, this is NOTAMS, went down. Earlier on Morning Edition, David Soucy, a safety and accident investigator and former FAA official, explained what that system does.
It really gives all the information for anything that's abnormal on a flight, for 25 miles to the left and 25 miles to the right.
Now, I would not want my pilot to fly without that. And some airlines did shut down for a while. But at one point, the FAA said pilots and carriers could decide whether or not to fly without that system, with the system down. So explain, how critical is this system?
Well, the system is important because it really runs the gamut of the types of alerts that pilots can get, everything from, a crane being up because of hotel construction near the airport to an iced over and closed runway and things like that. And there really are, pilots do get pages and pages of these NOTAMs before they're flying. They are updated regularly, and it is kind of an easy way to kind of think of like reply all if you wrote something to your entire company to get information to them fairly quickly. There are other ways to reach, air traffic control is constantly in contact with pilots as they're in the air. So there are other ways for them to reach them over text and over voice so they can operate. And flights in the air, it wasn't like 9/11 when all planes were ordered to land pretty much wherever, the closest place they could. The planes were allowed to land that were currently in the air.
Well, we know there are fewer humans in air traffic control in the airline business compared to years ago. More automated systems. And this is just weeks after the failing of Southwest's system that left many stranded. Different system, different reason. But is there a conversation about whether too much of flying is automated?
Well, there is a question I think that the airlines and the FAA will have to answer about the systems that kind of underpin our airspace. I mean, we have the busiest airspace in the world and probably one of the most complex systems, and not just like in big cities where there's a lot of congestion, but all over, we have about 5,000 planes flying at one time, if not more, over the U.S. alone. So there is a conversation about what these technologies are. It is very difficult to sort of change. Like, imagine changing the technology in your car while you're driving it. So there is a conversation, and there's going to be a lot of scrutiny. We're already seeing that from some lawmakers about, let's do some more fail-safe. Let's see what the redundancies are on these systems because they're so critical. So that is going to be something that, the White House is going to be looking at, I'm sure, and certainly in Congress.
Well, and we should note that the system that really halted Southwest was considered archaic. They were criticized for not changing that sooner. I'm not hearing anyone say that about NOTAMS.
Well, the thing with Southwest, they were actually already in the process of updating some of their internal technology. What happened over the holidays, that was a system that essentially matches pilots and flight attendants to planes and gets people scheduled. And that pretty much got overloaded. But these things take years to do. This isn't something like you can, get a new motor for your car or replace some part. This is a big, complex system. You have to make sure and do a ton of testing to make sure that these systems are talking to planes. So it's not essentially an easy fix, and we don't know enough yet about what caused this outage.
Sure. CNBC airline reporter Leslie Josephs, thank you.
Thank you.